We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game to watch, was it not, Donnie? I enjoyed that one immensely. There were a lot of things to like, actually, in that game. We've been talking Pirates this week for various reasons. I would say not all of them the most positive and happy, necessarily. You had a couple things. I think the thing I actually liked the most was Quinn Priester. I don't know about you. I watched him get a 2-0 lead after that Reynolds home run. Immediately give both of those runs back. And I don't know. I was alone in this, but he's coming off his rehab assignment. It's in that ballpark against that team that always seems to turn into the 27 Yankees against them. And I thought, here we go, same old Priester. Instead, dude, he started shoving big time after that. You got all the way through to what, the seventh inning with him. He shuts the door, shuts him out the rest of the way. In the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, career high in strikeouts. He whiffed 8. He even got squeezed in an inning. I don't know if you saw it. There was an inning where somebody reached base on him. I think it was his last inning, actually. Should have been strike 3. I think it was Hoskins got on base right after that with a single. He just started striking dudes out. That was very fun to see and necessary. If you're like a person that's still hoping this team, despite Jared Jones's injury and Bailey Falter's injury, can hang in there, seeing Priester and seeing Luis Ortiz recently, I think ball out has been a very nice welcome sight.
We talked about their little formula yesterday because we knew it was going to be an opener. We knew Fleming was going to get the ball first. And we even said if he can give you one or two innings, I know he was a bit erratic in that only inning he threw because Fleming had 3 walks. We said if you can have Priester go 5 or 6 innings, then they're going to be in a really good spot. And he did that.
He was encouraging, and then here's the other thing. 38 runs in their last 5 games. I know that that's 2 massive blowouts, and they're, you know, hitting against a position player at one point, although he went 1-2-3 for the Brewers. Or not 1-2-3. He got scoreless inning. 14, 2 bad ones, 8 and 12. Like, don't look now. Tellez has continued to ball out. He has to be now, I think, over a 700 OPS. I can check it right now. A guy whose OPS was almost under 450 on June 1st, Rowdy Tellez, an OPS of 698. Okay. 698, this guy. He is right on the precipice of being basically your kind of MLB average offensive player. He's been way better than that for the last 6 weeks. And you even saw, I think, in this game, if you're trying to just grasp at anything to hold on to and hope for, Donnie, you saw Jack Sawinski in a huge spot before that Bart Grand Slam get 2 strikes on him. I think he got down either 0-2 or 1-2 and deliver, I think, a really good approach and then get a single to keep the inning going. Bart's was a granny with 2 strikes, but he hasn't been somebody you've been worried about. The guy's been, like, really good when he's actually been in the lineup. You start to squint here, and just bear with me. You start to squint. Gonzalez has continued to hit by and large. Kind of got a good luck, little bad hop play that helped them out last night. Reynolds looks like he's finally exercising those July demons where he usually hits like Babe Ruth in June and then hits like Baby Ruth in July. Man, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to have a team here that looks like an offensive force, but you're starting to see what it could look like if two or three of the guys that haven't hit all year start to hit. And they look like a team that can absolutely stay in the race if that happens. And this was all, by the way, without O'Neal Cruz last night, who I guess has hamstring issues and is day-to-day and is also, in his own way, heating up.
Also, going back to Les, the OPS Plus, which league average is 100.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how low it was early in the year. It was in like the 40s.
Yeah.
And now he's at 98.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I was going by that number. He's basically right at league average. And that one yesterday, it's not lost on me that he hit it off of a lefty. I mean, I do think you have to take it with a grain of salt sometimes when a team gets, probably when that game got to 8-2 and the Brewers didn't do anything to push back at all, I think there's a little bit of a tacit acknowledgement, okay, better on, you know, just pack it up and get ready for tomorrow. And their pitchers are just trying to throw strikes to get the game over with, but still takes one off of a lefty and absolutely destroys it. I mean, he's locked in, man, right now. He's very locked in. That was his 100th career homer, that one yesterday, in a park that he had probably the best success of his career. I'm loath to do this, and I'm not going to do this because it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and I don't want to be the guy who jumps to any conclusions and gets back on that sort of merry-go-round of extreme optimism followed by extreme pessimism, but it's kind of a don't look now, but this team is 3-2 in their last 5, 4-3 in their last 7. They have a chance to actually win 3 in a row here. And I'll always point to this, for as frustrating as that Cardinals series was, you have a chance now to make up that double ground on the team in the division that's leading. And this is, I think, the best part about what they did last night. That's the bullpen game. That's probably the game you expect to lose, right? Is that fair? Because you have no idea what Priester's going to give you. That place is a house of horrors. Even if they don't win tonight, guess who's looming tomorrow? 2-10. If I'm a Brewers fan, I feel like I've got to win this game or else there's a chance I'm getting swept. And the Brewers, by the way, have not been so good lately. Have you checked on their last 5? They're 1-4. They got beat up by the Dodgers. They lost the last game of the Rockies series. They lose this one. You might have a chance to take advantage of a team that's going through a little bit of a swoon.
Yeah, 4-6 in their last 10. I mean, if the Pirates pull off the win tonight, I'm feeling really good because the last thing I do want to see is a satisfying win in game one, a loss by, you know, however it would happen tonight, because Perez got beat up the last time he was in Milwaukee, if you remember that
yep.
5-inning, 9-run game.
Yep.
And then tomorrow, the offense just goes quiet and they lose the game like 2-1. Skeens pitches a great game, but the Pirates can't score any runs. And then you come away from the series thinking, man, we kicked their ass in game one and we come away with one win. Like, that would be a terrible feeling, I think, in that clubhouse. So that's where I'm not going to say tonight is pivotal or anything like that, but it would have me feeling really good going into tomorrow, potential sweep on the road, a place where you don't play well, and a guy who has quickly become one of the most feared players in the entire league is on the mound for you.
Yeah, they got the bad man here, which is, I've said this so many times, you have to win the Skeens games and you have to win the Keller games right now. And when Jones is healthy, you have to win those. But man, it just feels like really that maybe the more important distinction here is you've got to find a way to have more games like yesterday. I don't expect 12 runs. I don't expect an outburst. But man, find a way when you don't have one of your aces on the mound to get 4 or 5 runs. Here's the other thing. Say you win tonight. Just again, I'm laying this out here, admittedly, a little pie in the sky. Say you win tonight. You're going to be favored to win tomorrow. You're going to be, because tomorrow you feel like if you get 4 runs, you almost certainly are going to win that game because you almost want to pencil Skeens in for 6 or 7 innings, 1 or 2 runs at most given up. Say you win tonight, feel very good about your chances to get a sweep. You finally have won 3 in a row. That is called a winning streak. Manager Lou Brown, they've happened before. And then you've got a very bad baseball team to head into the All-Star break. It's not inconceivable that this team could go into the All-Star break on like a 5-1 little run here. And then I think if you go into the All-Star break having that kind of last six, or last seven actually, if you want to count that last game of the Mets series, you've eradicated most of the bad feelings from that homestand. You've played well against the division leader. You've beat up on a bad team. I think if they go in and play 5-1 ball these six games, Donnie, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they'd end up as a 500 team. Then you're starting, and I know we've had a lot of discussion in the last 24 hours or so about their front office, and is one hand talking to the other correctly? Like, is everyone on the same page there? I think that crystallizes and clarifies what you've got to start doing, because there's no doubt it's going to bring you a little closer in the wild card race. And then I think that the pressure mounts to add a bat to this equation, even with Jones being out for as long as they seem to think he might be.
Yeah, it definitely does. I also would, for some reasons, not like that they're going into the All-Star break, because let's say they do have their hottest stretch since the first week or so of the season.
Which this would be, by the way.
Yeah, because we know the record is out there now of what they've done with three-game win streaks and losing streaks. I almost wouldn't want them to hit a break, because let's say they have a 5-1 stretch here. I would want them to keep playing. Because who knows, they come out that second half and they get the monster of the National League this year. They're going to play the Phillies in a ballpark that, yeah, they're at home, but they're going to have a lot of Phillies fans in that building.
Mm-hmm.
They always do. Like, that's a dangerous series to start the second half.
They've got a meat grinder, to your point. They not only have Philly, a team that is just, I watched them just pace the Dodgers yesterday and before that Pirates game came on. I don't know if you saw that, but they just laid waste to L.A., L.A. might be a little cooked at this point, at least compared to Philly. Philly looks, maybe, L.A.'s not cooked. Philly's just that good. Three with Philly, three at home with St. Louis. You get another shot at redemption. Three on the road in Arizona, three on the road in Houston. I don't know if you've paid attention to Houston at all lately, but they're starting to claw their way back into the race. As a matter of fact, they've gotten all the way up to 47-44. That team was low watermark early in the season. They were 7-18, Donnie. I think at one point they even got to 12-24. So do the math on that one. They've lost 20 games and they've won like 35 since then. They are one of the best teams in baseball basically over the last 2.5 months. You've got to bank wins here just because you know it's going to be tough sledding, I think, after the All-Star break. All right. But I'm weirdly optimistic. See, this is, baseball is both the best sport to talk about, some, I think, in this job on a day-to-day basis, because there's always something that happened in the game that you can isolate you like. And it's also the worst.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The BM team, no Andrew Filippone. He's on parental leave. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates. No, I already told you
Sounds
that.
Sounds like it was issued by the court. He's on parental leave.
I was going to say, I think he's been listening all day, by the way. Which, like, I would, you know, so you got Stella, this is called a tease. Chris isn't doing one here. This is a rejoin. He's driving the show today. No, he uses it or loses it here. He's got, like, days left to use this stuff.
Wait till she uses some of that smarts that he passed down on her, on him.
Well, you know that his, like, insane recall is limited mainly to sports and that he pretty much, like, pleads ignorance on regular matters. So unless he applies...
Smart way to go.
...raising her like it's a sport, she'll be like, Dad, you said I could do this. Did I? And he'll give in every time.
Well, instead of a sitter, it's just, here's an NBA game from 1984.
Oh, no. I was going to say from 1984, yes. Here, Marvin Gaye sang the All-Star, sang the National Anthem. It's legendary, 1983. No, he'll put on YouTube, he'll be like, all right, honey, this is just week 6, Steelers 83, they're playing whoever. It's not even a good game, but just watch it.
Larry okay. Bird, there'll be a test at the end of the day.
Okay, Dad. This is Eli Manning. He doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame, but he'll go there anyway. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, by the way, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit him, southhillskia.net. Jeff Hathorn, as you can tell, is in here. He'll have the North Shore Tavern leadoff show for you in about an hour and 40 minutes. I'll start with the Pirates, Jeff. I mean, because I want to cover a lot of ground today, but I am oddly optimistic. I know it's you take these games and you try to see the bigger picture, but I take a little 5-game sample here. They're only 3-2, partly owing to bad bullpen work from Chapman, but partly owing to they got silenced offensively in 2 straight games, but 38 runs in these 5 games, and suddenly guys not named Rowdy Tellez are starting to hit too, or Brian Reynolds. I'm seeing like a little more from Sawinski here. That's starting to make me wonder if they might have turned a corner.
Wasn't it funny, though, in each of those huge outings, those double-digit games, it was Brian Reynolds that kind of got them going.
Oh, and he's Reynolds, lighting the torch every game for them.
Reynolds
for sure.
Gets them going, and then Joey Bart. I mean, in the 6th inning, they had one hit. Mm-hmm. Reynolds has another hit. That accounts for all of their hits, his. Tellez. I think Hayes had a hit.
Hayes, yeah.
And then Bart, boom, and the game
Sawinski,
is...
And then Sawinski has that good 2-strike at-bat where he works the count all the way and then rattles one through, and then, Bart. I was surprised Greg Brown called it so early on the TV side. Block sounded more uncertain of himself. But that was a laser beam. About Bart, would you get that bat into the lineup more and more? I mean, they seem to have this weird thing where they still want Grandal out there, but he, to me, has not been good enough defensively.
If Henry Davis starts hitting... with consistency in AAA, and they decide it's time to call him up. Is there any doubt that you release Grandal?
You have to. Is there any doubt? I would say yes, because I think that there's still this idea that he'll show a closer version of himself to, 2022 Grandal, and that he handles the staff well. But you know what? I could go back. I pointed to that Chapman game where he blew the lead that they got late. Grandal drops a 3rd strike. That would have potentially changed the outcome of that game completely.
Now, the narrative on Joey Bart is he got called up too soon. They had an injury in San Francisco. He got called up before he was ready, and it's kind of altered this first-round pick's
second overall pick, yeah.
Right. And they think that they may have found something here. Maybe they can unlock something with Joey Bart, and they want to be patient with him. I can't imagine any scenario where they DFA him because, A, somebody will pick him up. But, B, I think they feel like they lucked into something that maybe next year, depending on what Davis is, well, a guy Andy's who could work platoon with Rodriguez.
Yeah, I was going to say, Endy's going to be back next year. Davis might end up just forced out to a different spot on the field. I mean, I will say this about Bart. One thing that appears very evident about him, he has that which can't be taught, which is just real raw power. That Grand Slam was he was fully extended, they would call it, so they'd say there's a lot of torque on that ball, but it's not like he got that one all the way, but he got it plenty good enough, admittedly, in that sort of hitter paradise to get it out, you know, comfortably.
And I think this about the Pirates overall. I'm in the camp of this is 2012, or this is when I was a kid, like 1988 or 89, when you saw some things, you knew they were better. They weren't good enough to get over the top. That's what I think about this team. They're better. There's more talent there. They've got guys locked up. But they're not there yet. They're not ready yet. They're not a postseason team. I am all for selling a farm system when they're ready. This isn't the year to sell a farm system unless you bring in someone you have control with for 3-4 years.
How about Taylor Ward?
Taylor Ward's intriguing. I'm not going to sell the farm for Taylor Ward.
I don't think you'd have to, because I know he's got control, but he's also 30, so I don't think he's as attractive as a guy in his mid-20s who's already 3 years into his career.
And I trust Ice's source. The only thing is, there's an ambiguity there of they're in on him, but how many other teams are in on him? And the return that I saw, I don't buy. I just think there'll be other teams. I think Philly's interested from some of the chatter that I saw.
Rich get richer.
Well, you would think that they probably have more to offer because they want to win right now this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if they feel like they need a piece, they're probably going to overpay for that piece. So that's my only concern about that is when I see, you know, people get these grandiose ideas, and it happens every trade deadline, that you can push your crap onto another general manager and they'll have no idea what they're getting.
Tabata and Brad Lincoln from Mike Trout, who says no back in the day. The old Tabata would get floated in every deal once people here were sick of him.
And at times
for
they have
star level players.
And listen, at times they have pushed crap for J.A. Happ. Or people like that that have come in and made an impact and they didn't give up much for. But most times, you know, you're going to have to at least bargain with other teams. And I don't see anything happen. I mean, maybe it will happen before the Milwaukee series. But to what Charrington was saying, I think he's right with other teams. I mean, their focus is getting this draft right and a feeling that, hey, we've got time. Now, unless you offer something that's outrageous and a team goes, oh, yeah, this is what we wanted anyway.
Jeff Hathorn is brought to you by Gutter Helmet. No more clogged gutters, no more overflows, no more ladders. Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Before I ask you about O'Neal Cruz, just your thoughts on that situation. I know he was doing some running drills today. Have you, you've been doing this job for a long time, Jeff. You've seen a lot of guys come through town. You're citing things like the 88-89 Pirates. Can you remember somebody having an arc, like a one-person sort of arc with a city, like Rowdy Tellez has had, public enemy number one for 2 months easily of this in this city. Now they're chanting his name, and he legitimately looks like their second-best offensive player right now and has been their best offensive player when he's played since basically June 1st.
Yeah, I'm sure there's somebody that I'm just forgetting that is, because there have been guys.
Because guys have stunk, but not guys who put themselves out there the way he did with the Bednar stuff and really got under people's skin.
And was just, I mean, at one point, he was the worst first baseman in baseball. And I don't think there was any doubt about
that. On May 31st, his OPS was, I think, 460 at a power position. It's gone up 250 points since then.
It's insane.
And he now is like a vibe where you can tell the mood around him in that dugout everywhere has changed. Now he's the guy rubbing his belly as he's hitting bombs, and they're feeding off of it. And I guess the reason I'm bringing him up is I've seen guys stink here and then have good, you know, June, July, August. Adam LaRoche was famous for it. But nobody hated Adam LaRoche because he was unassuming. I don't think I can remember a guy going from you are a real villain that people just want to see gone to His at-bats feel like appointment viewing because it actually feels like something fun's going to happen.
And I do think that part happens more in right now in this time than it did in the past. Meaning, like, Bailey Falter's not going to get booed opening day probably 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It just probably is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Rowdy probably doesn't get as many boos 20 years ago as he does now, but, you know, he did what he did. He stunk. And now it's almost like the fan base has taken the ride with him.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, credit to him. I mean, he was, I don't know how close he was to being released, but you have to know that those conversations were happening.
I think they had to be close. Yeah, they stuck with him, but they had to, at that point, I think you've got to be losing patience. I'll give him credit. I didn't like what he said with Bednar. I ripped him for it, but he was pretty accountable to his own failures, and now I think he's been sort of understated about the fact that he's ripping the cover off the ball.
And you bring that up with Bednar. I want to bring up one point. I've probably done this before, but because I was in the room that day, it's not like there's a perception that he went into the back room and drug Bednar out with his arm around him to get him to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Bednar was standing there ready to talk to us, and Telez comes out of nowhere and kind of busts through the little media scrum and then put his arm around him and said all that stuff. So I don't want people to think, oh, you know, he grabbed Bednar. Bednar wasn't going to talk. No, he was standing there ready to own up for the fact that he was booed, that he had stunk, and he was going to take it. And, you know, Rowdy comes over.
O'Neill Cruz, you think day-to-day type of thing with him? What sense are you getting about
that? If there's any doubt, why would you play him until after the All-Star break?
Because he's a good hitter and you want to try to stack a couple more wins in a still very crowded All-Star
but
race?
With the hamstring,
or DH him?
If he aggravates that hamstring to a larger extent and you're going to be without him for weeks, then any chance you have is gone anyway.
So you're saying don't expect him?
I'm saying they're going to be...
kid gloves are coming out?
The phrase they love to use right now is abundance of caution.
Hmm.
I would expect an abundance of caution today, although, like you said, he was running and... they know the importance. I would say this, DH him.
Well, that's what I just said. Like, you could DH him there, and if he's swinging for the fences, you can trot and not hurt that hamstring.
I mean, we've seen other guys, like, not run down to first base if there's an obvious ground ball. Like, don't push it. And you know, if you get in a situation in the eighth inning and he's the winning run, well, then bring somebody else in to pinch run for him.
Jeff, be listening to the North Shore Tavern leadoff show in 90 minutes.
Quick note, I was at Oakmont today to name drop. And Devin G, the pro,
mm-hmm.
he was asked, what do you think people would shoot on a day like this with this kind of wind at Oakmont? And he did that. He kind of chuckled and said, it wouldn't be pretty.
And Devin's I met him when I got to go out there, which was a cool thing. And you know, I had a couple light beers in me. So I was, hello, hey, how you doing? But he was a very understated guy. For him to just kind of do that little snort chuckle, that tells you all you need to know.
It was a great question. I forget who asked it, but he did that, and he's just like you, 120.
I mean, Devin's a pro, but I bet he would probably tell you he's struggling to break 80 in this wind.
One thing I will tell you, they are going to do everything in their power to not have a winner under par.
Oh, I know that. I saw that clip, Jeff. He said, we love the little story about slowing down the greens because it's actually true. And he's like, there would be days out there we couldn't have an event with the greens running the way that they are.
Yeah, they have some new tees, some new pin placements.
I already played them, Jeff. I checked them out.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, no, I'm very excited for it.
By the way,
it.
Do you know where Taylor Ward is from? Regionally.
I do. He's from Dayton, Ohio.
Good night.
Jeff Hathorn, North Shore Tavern leadoff show, 90 minutes away. Coming up. All right, Donnie, it's time to call you out on the carpet here. I think you're falling victim to golf here. I do. I'm gonna lay it right out there. I said we have a golf addict on our hands here at the Fan, a new one. Starkey, obviously. I think Starkey's played more rounds of golf in the last calendar year than I have in the last four or five, and that's not for lack of me wanting to play. Joe just plays almost every day if he can.
I mean, then, it's the perfect schedule.
Then he goes, my ribs hurt
and the
from
best
playing.
Agent.
Yeah. Definitely is the best agent. He goes, my ribs hurt from playing too much golf. Like, I don't even know how much you'd have to swing a golf club for your ribs to hurt. Although he doesn't swing it probably the way that you're supposed to, maybe. That's what happens. But I think you're a golf addict now. What are you doing? So you're in for Joe and Zeiss tomorrow.
Yes.
Zeiss is not golfing. He's just, I think
coaching
he's coaching hoops. Joe is on vacation, which means there's a very real chance he is golfing. You are hosting that show, which then frees you up because that is the best time to do a show, to golf. You can play a little bit before, or you could play after, and you're playing. You're getting out there, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, once I knew it was on my schedule, I hit up a couple of my buddies and just wanted, not even 18 holes, just wanted to see, like, if anybody wanted to go out and hit nine. Like,
but you made the you said it. You were the one who pitched it to him.
Yeah. I mean, I think I had to be the guy in that situation because most of them are aware, like, oh, I'm not normally even done with work until six or a little bit thereafter. And in this case, I have the opportunity to get out after I'm done. And, you know, those guys work until 4 or 4:30, whatever it may be. And we try to link up around 5:30. And play nine holes.
Now, do you feel like you're starting to little by little get the bug? Like, when you went out and played that scramble, did you hit a couple shots where you were like, hey, I hit that one pretty good?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I mean, again, I think just due to the schedule, it'll be near impossible to fall anywhere close to what Joe has done. Just because I simply cannot go play golf every single day. Nor would it be responsible to do so. Because there is a reason why John Football did not want me to become a golfer, and that is the price that you pay to become a golfer.
I could talk
That's
to some...
also why I never learned how to skate.
I could talk to some people...
Which would make Sonny Gray behind me very upset.
I could talk to some people who maybe are involved with certain courses in the area. I think we could get some Don discounts going here. Not even private courses. Blue-collar clubs where a guy like you could
I would... Honestly, like, part of me would feel bad. Like, I do not deserve to be out here...
You've got one of the best tracks in the area, though, very close to where you and Sarah live. For a public course, for the conditions and the price, South Park is almost as good as it gets. You have to fight like all the older guys who line up on the tee time website and then get out there at 4:45 in the morning. But if you wanted to play like nine holes in the summer there after work, you could absolutely do it. And it's in ridiculously good shape for what you actually pay there.
Okay, well, I'll look into there. I mean, sometimes it's kind of tough because...
They have an extra nine holes. They have 27 holes there, too.
Okay, sometimes it's tough because, depending on the day of the week, is when leagues play, and they'll play in the evening.
Oh, I know.
So...
Well, here's the other thing about this. So, you know I love to golf. You know, I think I love it more than Joe. Joe's obsessed with it. That Joe is in lust with golf. I have a mature love for the sport.
Joe also claimed he would never like it.
Right, and then he hit one good shot in the... There, it was the bug. And Joe likes all the stuff that comes with it, like you've got your clubs. I think he loves that. I've got a teaching pro around here, a guy who I think holds multiple course records in the area, at least one that I know of, who's willing to give you lessons. I don't know about for free, maybe the first one to see if you really like it, because you play backwards. You play left-handed.
Yes.
But he has told me, he's like, Donnie's an athlete. I know he's an athlete. I can teach athletes to swing a golf club well. I've got people who are I will go out there to this particular place. I can't give them a pop, I don't think, although I think they've hosted the Going Low, the fan golf show before. In fact, I did the show there, so I know they did. But, I don't know, I can say it, right? If they've done business. I don't know. Hickory Heights, guy at Hickory Heights.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, their stuff plays all the time.
Okay, then, yeah, it's at Hickory Heights. My guy Sean over there. I think he wants to give you a lesson to see how you like it.
Well, I would appreciate that. And yeah, I mean, like, I that would be something where I feel bad if I'm just getting free lessons from somebody.
No, no,
no.
Like, it would be 30 minutes, though, and here's what would happen. I can imagine this. Because I would like this now. I'd have, like, not that I don't have buddies that I golf with. I have a nice little roster, although Joe has become one of them, and sometimes the mental side of it, like, I'm like, ugh, you know what?
Feel like you're doing the show again.
Yes, I do. Well, no, he's cool. He generally, like, gets mad at himself and never really gets mad at me, and he's very surprised. Malzy, that's a great shot. But sometimes I feel like I have to be like a counselor to him, right? Where I'm a therapist when I'm on the course with him. But here's what would happen if you took a lesson. Just because I don't care. You said you got your clubs like some random, you know, $50 set of clubs.
Yeah.
He would take whatever clubs you've got. He would line you up a certain way. He'd watch you hit a couple balls to start with. Okay. Because this is what any good teacher does. he would make like one or two small and very easy and obvious things that were not hard for you to conceptualize. He'd say, do this and do this and then swing, and you would crush at least one ball out of the next five, like dead straight. You'd pound it like 275, and then you'd have the bug. And before long, you'll be on that putting mat in the back that we've got. You'll be like working on 3 and 5 and 7 footer drills. And then you're going to be, Malzy, let's go.
I do like getting on the little putting green back there anyway.
I have an announcement on that front. I have a really nice one at home that it's still got some like little humps in it from having been folded up a little bit. So I've got to steam it out and actually basically iron it. But it's got the regulation golf hole. And then it's got the super small one that's basically slightly larger diameter-wise than a golf ball itself. So you can like practice like being perfect. I think it's called the perfect practice mat. I'm going to bring it in because I never have time to unroll it and actually work on it at my house. And the dogs would get in the way and the kids, you know, I can't do it around the kids because they would just pick up the golf balls. I'll bring it in here. We're going to upgrade the putting mat. It's even got like wooden sides.
Uh-oh.
But I think you're close. Now, you'll say, hey, listen, I'm not going to get that into it. And you will never get into it as Joe did, because as you said, Joe just has all the time and everything else in the world. I think the fact that you organized this with your buddies is a sign that old Don Ched is starting to get into the golf world.
Yeah, I mean, I just have to, like, pick my spots with it. So
it's going
to
take you making... This is the first time you'll ever have played your own ball, basically, right?
Yes.
If you make one par tomorrow, I predict you will be hooked. And you'll start, here's what it'll be. It won't be all at once. It won't be dramatic, but you'll be, hey, Malzy, blah, blah, blah. You want to go hit balls or something? Are you free? Can we get out to Moon? Sarah told me it would be cool. Or can Sarah come over and hang out with the boys? Alex can go do what she wants. Sarah just wants to sit and see your kids. That's what's going to happen. Mark my words. You make one par or even a bogey tomorrow, you're going to be this way.
You might be setting a lofty goal for me.
But
if I pull it off, then...
I was 12 when I played my first 9 holes, and I think where I actually kept score, I shot 63 for 9 holes when I was 12. So that's an average of 7 a hole. I mean, you're an adult, but Joe took it up in his 50s. I think the first rounds he played, he was shooting like 140.
Oh, that's easily where I would be.
Yeah, but look how he's shooting...
Probably 150.
He's in the mid to low 80s sometimes now. He did like a speed run of how to get good at golf, but... You're going to be there. I can tell. I can look at you, and you're not like denying any of this to me. You're kind of like, yeah, okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.